You know, that's exactly what he's trying to do. Free us.
Exactamente lo que está tratando de hacer, de
librarnos. So he can have the preeminence.
Para que pueda tener la preeminencia.
Let's sing it one more time. Jesus. Oh. Father,
Padre Celestial,
we come now in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Venimos ahora en el nombre del Señor Jesús.
To commit this time into your hands.
Para poner este tiempo en tus manos.
Get me out of your way, and brother
Sácame
Juan.
Sácame del camino, saca al hermano Juan del camino.
Get us all out of your way, Father.
A todos, sácanos de tu camino, Padre.
Open our hearts.
Abre nuestros corazones.
Let us go beyond.
Déjanos ir más allá.
The cares of this life.
De las preocupaciones de esta vida.
To understand the cares you have for us, to bring us to yours.
Lo que tú tienes para nosotros, para traernos.
Changing us,
cambiándonos,
speaking to us,
hablándonos,
receiving,
recibiendo,
that we might become.
Tal vez podamos llegar a ser.
It's all in your hands, Lord.
Está todo en tus manos, Señor.
It is all in you.
Está todo
en ti. Even the rapture, as
aún el rapto.
We know it's pre-planned.
Que sabemos que es preplanado.
And there's no way we can good ourselves into it.
Y no hay manera de que nosotros podamos entrar ahí por nosotros mismos.
But your bride receives.
Tu novia recibe.
She's a receiver.
Ella es un recipiente.
Of all that she sees from you.
De todo lo que ella ve de ti.
All that you offer her.
Todo lo que tú le ofreces a ella.
Your grace,
tu gracia,
your mercy,
tu misericordia,
your revelation,
tu revelación,
your light,
tu vida,
your spirit,
tu espíritu,
your guidance, all of these things.
Todas estas cosas.
So this morning, please let us receive from you.
Esta mañana, por favor, deja que
Father, we ask it in Jesus'
Padre,
name.
Pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Gracias.
God bless you. Nehemiah, good to see you.
Bueno, mira,
all is well.
Todo bien.
Good.
Bueno.
Yep. Even all the way from the St. Cloud, huh? Up in the clouds, down to the... Hi, Brother Daniel. How you doing?
¿Cómo estás, Emmanuel?
All is well. Everybody good?
¿Todos bien?
Julia, good to see you.
Julia, bueno, mirarte.
Josh here, too? Just you guys. All right. John 17.
Juan 17.
That's where we've been settling on lately.
¿Es donde hemos estado últimamente?
Yeah, that's what it is. Gift of recognition.
El don de reconocimiento.
You get so caught up into it, and then it, it keeps leading you to different areas.
Y se mantiene llevándolo a diferentes áreas.
So you go to a scripture,
se va la escritura,
and then the Lord quickens another scripture,
el Señor vivifica
and that takes you to a message.
Y eso lo lleva usted a mensaje. So,
then another message. Y oh, that reminds me. Oh, then another scripture. Oh, then there's another message. So,
y así, de esta manera.
So it's so interesting because it just keeps breaking open.
Porque se sigue abriendo.
I love this.
Yo amo esto.
And this is what we got a cup, and this is the greatest battle ever fought.
Es la batalla más grande jamás peleada. Yo agarré.
Is to believe what he says about you.
Tan solo creer lo que él dice acerca de usted.
Now, isn't that interesting?
¿No es eso interesante?
It's not hard for to believe what he did for
es
us.
Es difícil para creer lo que él hizo por nosotros.
Because you have the whole Christian world saying
usted
thank you for dying on the cross, right?
Todo el mundo diciendo usted que mantengo
and they believe
la,
it.
En la cruz,
and that's
creemos.
Wonderful.
Y es maravilloso.
So then it comes.
Entonces viene.
I'm going to immerse you in myself.
Te voy a inmersir en yo mismo.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Bautismo del Espíritu
okay.
Santo. ¿Está bien?
I'm going to immerse you with me.
Inmersirte conmigo.
Well,
bueno,
years ago, Brother Derek talked about baptism.
El hermano Derek hablando de bautismo.
And I don't remember the exact words, brother,
no recuerdo
but
las palabras
you talked, it's hermano. It's the same as pickling. You put a cucumber in brine,
es lo mismo que
put some dill weed in there, and pepino. Pretty soon you got a dill pickle.
Y it, hace eso, lo
it changes its form.
Lo
right?
Este vinegar y se cambia la forma
do you understand?
¿Entiende usted?
So when Brother Branham,
bueno, hermano Branham
corrected and gave us Christian baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it was so significant. It was so critical,
tan crítico,
because without that,
sin eso,
we could not be conformed into his image.
No podemos ser conformados a la imagen
because
de él.
We have to be immersed in him and changed into our form,
hacia una forma,
from a cucumber to a pickle,
un pepino,
so to speak.
A un pepino.
Thank you,
un pepino
Lily and Laura.
Manera,
bless your hearts. That was beautiful.
Eso es hermoso.
Okay, so the church will come through justification.
La iglesia vendrá a través de justificación.
Sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Y bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
Into the perfection of the Son of Man.
Hacia la perfección del Hijo del Hombre.
Now notice what it says.
Ahora dése cuenta lo que dice.
The perfection of the Son of Man.
La perfección del Hijo del Hombre.
What does perfection mean? Finishing.
Termine lo que es perfección.
What's the finishing? How is the Son of Man perfect? He's already perfect.
Del hombre perfecto.
So something,
algo,
he comes to the finishing manifestation
a la finalización de la
of all that he is.
De todo lo que él es.
Now that's where we're going today.
Ahora, ahí está donde vamos a ir el día.
What do we say? What have we been saying? What's our theme?
Diciendo?
When a child of God
cuando un hijo de Dios
sees the manifestation of God,
mira la manifestación de Dios,
when the Son of God,
cuando el Hijo de Dios,
daughter of God,
hija de Dios,
sees eternity in a non-eternal vessel,
mira eternidad en un vaso, no
she
eterno,
receives what there's, what is from, what is in that.
Ella recibe lo que está en eso.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So she goes into that perfection. She
ella
goes
va,
into it.
Perfección.
She doesn't just see it.
No tan solo la ve.
What does he say? Go right on into
ir
it.
Directamente a ello.
She goes into what she sees.
Ella va hacia lo que ella ve.
Second Corinthians 3:18.
Corinthians 3:18.
You become conformed to that which you are seeing.
A aquello lo que usted está mirando.
So here's that scripture.
Aquí está esa
escritura. And he puts it concisely into two phrases.
Lo pone en dos frases concisas.
Okay.
Está bien.
The church
la iglesia
goes right into
entra hacia ella,
the perfection of the Son of Man.
La perfección del Hijo del
that
hombre,
when husband and wife will be the same self persons.
Cuando el esposo y la esposa serán la misma, mismas personas.
Okay. What is Jesus?
¿Qué es Jesús?
What's his relationship to the Father?
¿Cuál es su relación con el Padre?
Are they two persons?
¿Son dos personas?
They're the self same person.
Son la misma okay. persona, ¿correcto?
Okay, so it's easy for you and I
es fácil para usted y para
to
mí
think,
pensar,
okay, Jesus is God.
Okay, Jesús es Dios.
I want you to catch something here.
Quiero que mire usted algo aquí.
Here's a man.
Aquí hay un hombre.
Thinking of Jesus in his own flesh.
Okay? Jesús en su propia carne. Está bien.
He's not attractive.
No es atractivo.
And maybe he's not perfectly kept. Maybe he forgot to comb his hair that day. Maybe he didn't even have a comb.
No tenía un
maybe he hadn't had a bath
perfecto,
for a couple of days.
Tal vez lo que
right?
Ir a cortarse el cabello.
Nothing that we should desire him or be attracted to him.
Nada de atractivo en él que nosotros lo deseamos.
So it came to Peter one day.
So, entonces él vino a Pedro un día.
Thou art the Christ. You're the anointed.
Tú eres el Cristo. Tú eres el ungido.
What anointing? You're the anointing of God.
Tú eres el
what is the anointing of God?
¿Qué es el
you are God coming down
tú eres
into
Dios
this.
Bajando hacia esto.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So,
entonces,
what I was asking you to remember and never got there yet was this. Brother Branham says, God was in Christ.
Dios estaba en Cristo.
That's a scripture.
Esta es una escritura.
So then he makes the statement several times. He says, God in him made him God.
Dios en él lo hizo Dios.
Is that true, Greg? God in him made him.
Dios en él lo hizo, okay. Lo hizo Dios.
Now, that's easy for us.
Eso es fácil para con nosotros.
Now, this is what's hard. God in you makes you God.
Eso es lo difícil, que Dios en usted lo hace Dios.
That you'll choke to death on most of your life, and that's the greatest battle ever fought. Okay, what did he just tell you right there?
¿Qué les acabo de decir ahí?
That when the husband and wife...
Un esposo y una esposa,
can you identify yourself as wife?
Pues, ¿se puede identificar usted mismo como esposa?
So what did he just tell you, David?
¿Qué te acabo de decir, David?
What about you and your husband, the bridegroom?
¿Y tu
esposa? What did he just tell you you were?
¿Qué te acabo de decir de lo que tú eres?
Huh? ¿Eras? You're the same person. You're not a different person. You're not a similar like him. You are the same person. Now, there's the seals right there. Okay. You with me? Now, you will spend the rest of this physical life battling to believe that. And like I told you, every time you look in the mirror in the morning, you will say, oh, no way. And every day when you get done with conversations and you speak your mind instead of his, you will say, oh, no way. And your reasoning will always tell you, no way. What is the only thing in you that will say, yes way? Your soul. So, here's the greatest battle.
Aquí está la batalla más grande.
Where is your soul going to take preeminent over your spirit? Okay, let's go back to the message, knoweth it not.
Y no lo saben.
Through all of his pain,
a través de todo su dolor, okay,
perfectly sung this morning, Nate.
Perfectamente.
Losing his wife, his child, his dad, his brother.
Su hija, su hermano.
And Brother Branham says, what was he doing? What was God doing?
¿Qué estaba Dios haciendo?
He was moving me,
él me estaba moviendo
to the first man, the soul.
Hacia el primer hombre, el alma.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So when will you start believing what he said about your human spirit? It's not from God.
No es de Dios.
Not him,
no sé.
But he appointed it to you.
Pero él se lo...
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So what's the real you?
¿Quién es el verdadero usted?
The real you is the soul inside.
El verdadero usted, okay, es el alma dentro de usted.
So what is the soul?
Es
that eternal life.
Es esa vida eterna.
So this is so loaded right there, if you could just
ahí,
go and land on that for a couple of months and read that every day, and then it'll take you to other places where he says things the same.
Cosas
then you will say, what is God trying to do today? What is he doing? Because that is always the question before us. Man always thinks of what he did, what he's going to do, and totally miss what he is doing. So you have to wake up every morning, Lord, what is it that you're doing? Because what are you doing in me in that process? Okay. God will be so manifested in his
será
bride,
tan manifestado en su novia, Dios,
his church,
iglesia.
Till. That's interesting. I forgot to italicize the elves. They will both be the same.
Ellos los dos serán lo mismo.
Yep, the same.
Lo mismo.
Same what?
Same
person.
La misma persona.
Okay, and you can spend your whole life saying,
usted puede pasar su vida
oh,
diciendo,
I want to be more like Jesus. Oh, if I could just be kinder. If I, the whole world does that.
Todo el mundo hace eso.
Bride doesn't do that.
La novia no hace eso.
The bride believes and she sees what is placed before her.
Mira su lugar delante de ella.
You with me?
¿Está usted conmigo? ¿Me entiende?
Okay. The bride
la novia
sees Matthew 13, blessed are your eyes, and she receives what she sees.
Recibe lo que ella ve.
2 Corinthians 3:18.
Segunda de Corintios 3:18.
When is the Lord going to get that through our noggins, right? He's working on it.
Pasar esto a través de nosotros.
Yeah, quit looking in the mirror, I guess, you know.
Vaya y mire en el espejo, me imagino, ¿sabe?
Yeah.
Sí.
Greatest battle ever fought, right there.
La batalla más grande jamás peleada, ahí mismo.
You and him will be the same self persons.
Usted y él serán la misma okay. persona.
Now here's where we've been.
Ahora aquí es donde hemos estado.
So here's where we are, and I want to pick up this again.
Y quiero agarrar esto una vez más.
These words spake Jesus, and he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come.
La hora ha llegado.
What's the next three words?
Tres palabras. Glorifica a tu hijo.
What's the next one phrase? That thy son may glorify thee.
Para que tu hijo te glorifique.
What's the next word?
Para la siguiente.
As.
¿Cómo?
Does that connect thoughts?
Eso conecta pensamientos.
Does that have something with his prayer to Father? I need to be you to glorify me.
Tiene que ver that con lo que dijo glorify Padre. Me? Necesito que me glorifiques para que él te glorifique a ti.
Because of this.
Por causa de esto.
As you have given him power over all flesh, I need to be glorified.
Sobre toda carne.
Are you making the connection there? Does him being glorified have anything to do with bringing you eternal life?
Tiene todo que ver para traerle usted vida eterna.
What did we just read? What was that quote all about?
De que se habla uno.
This is that.
Esto.
This es is that quote.
Eso es eso.
Right?
Está con, está bien.
As I was given him power over our flesh, that he
como
should...
Se me dio power sobre la carne.
That he should what?
Porque él, para que
what's
él,
the next word?
¿Cuál es la siguiente para que él deje vida eterna?
What's he going to do? Give what?
¿Dar qué?
Vida to
eterna.
Who?
¿A quién? A tanto como él le ha dado a él.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Who
¿quién?
Has the Father given to
como
the Son?
Como el Padre le ha dado al Hijo.
Es C. Jean.
Es una
okay, Stephen, tell me about that seed gene. What about them?
¿Qué acerca de esos genes?
When did they begin?
¿Dónde comienza? En su mente.
When was that?
¿Cuándo fue eso? En eternidad.
So, what did Brother Branham say? The church is called into, what have we been reading out of Future Home? The church is called into eternity where you came from. You always were.
Estaba.
Melchizedek, he says, you always was.
Tu tiempo era.
Future home, he says, you always were.
Dice, tu
you've always
eras.
Had.
Y ya
all right, now I have a question
ahora
for
tengo
you.
Una pregunta para usted.
The seed, seed gene then
¿tiene semilla, entonces?
Already has eternal life.
Ya tiene vida eterna.
So how is he going to give it?
¿Cómo lo va a dar?
So he's going to give eternal life to those who have eternal life. So what is he trying to tell us there? You with me? That he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. So this is life eternal. Okay. What is life eternal? Knowing.
Sabiendo, conociendo.
Experiential knowledge, participating,
de experiencia,
knowing
sabiendo
what?
Que,
the only true God
que tú eres el único Dios verdadero,
and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent.
Que tú has enviado.
So that has to do, there's eso, so much here.
Hay tanto ahí.
I know
yo sé.
If we had a good scholar like Derek here, we could take 16 months and go over that verse. But I'm just me. So, here. Okay. Significance.
significancia.
There's an Alpha Omega spiritual event taking place
Hay
here.
Un Alpha y Omega evento espiritual tomando lugar aquí.
Alpha, time of Jesus in the flesh. Omega, Alpha, time of us.
Jesús, okay. Omega.
So it has to do with you.
Tiene que ver con usted.
Teenagers, don't go to sleep.
Jóvenes, no se me duerman.
Do you want to get out of here when you hear bombs falling?
¿Quieren huh? Salir de aquí cuando ustedes escuchen bombas cayendo?
You know, Brother Branham says, Noah.
Hermano Branham dice, Noé.
There's one place he says it. He says the bombs will be in the air.
Que las bombas
but que before they land, we'll be out of here.
Pero
that
antes
close.
Que toquen la tierra, ya no estaremos aquí.
Okay, go back into Scripture, Levi.
Gracias, escrituras.
When did he deliver the three Hebrew children, Daniel?
Cuando liberó a los hebreos, a los hijos
did
hebreos.
He could have stopped them.
Él podría haberlos parado.
20 feet away, 10 feet away, even 5 feet away. No, he let them go in.
No, él dejó que entraran al horno.
When did he deliver Daniel in the lion's den, Christian?
Cuando liberó
did he prevent him from going there?
Cuando estaba ahí con el león. Okay. Él impidió que él estuviera
ahí. Do you understand? Look at every type in Scripture.
Mira usted,
it doesn't happen before he lets them be right
antes.
There.
Al menos
so, hey, entonces, Russia has a bomb with our name on it. Isn't that what he told us? Oh, you're just going along. Let's check the news. Oh, they just fired a missile. Long range. Oh, they've developed one. Oh, it can come over here. Oh, and you get this big smile on my face, on your face, right? Oh, I got just a few seconds left here. And something inside your heart says, oh, I'm going to receive the challenge. He's going to say, come on up. Listen to me, please. You have to be in a position in your own life where devil can't put any thoughts in your head to tell you you can't. Every morning when you get up and look in the mirror and you see self, and you see flesh, and you see failure, and you see aging, and you see mistakes, right?
Correcto.
Everything that you see tells you.
Usted ve, le dice a usted,
no, I can't.
No, no puedo.
What has the prophet been doing
¿qué es lo que profeta está
when
haciendo?
The seals were opened?
Cuando los sellos fueron abiertos.
Now, some
ahora,
of you, I know,
ustedes, yo
are
sé,
struggling with open book.
Yo lucho con el libro abierto.
That seventh sealed book of redemption has been opened, has it not?
Ha sido abierto, no ha sido así.
When he preaches all of these things, 63, 64, we come to Melchizedek. Here's the secret of your life. Here's future home. Here's Christ, the mystery of God revealed. And here's these things, and he says, you are him. Here's rising of the sun. Right? You're him. You don't believe it yet. None of us do. We're struggling because the greatest battle goes on right here. So what is the Spirit of God trying to tell you? I have to take away from you every doubt about you. Greg, does that make sense? I have to take away every doubt. You have to quit your own assessment of self. And tell the only thing that matters, Nate, inside of you is what he said about you. As long as you're holding on to anything about what you say about you, you'll never go. In this open book is trying to tell you what God says about you. That's why we spent time in future home. The church is called into eternity where she was all along. You always was. You have eternal life. You're always a part of God. You're always okay. Why did he say the church is called there? Marianne, he has to give you his view of you.
Tiene que darte su vista okay. De cerca de ti.
Now, you're ahora, either going to believe your view of you, sis, or his. And something's got to change and death to self to believe his.
Para creer en lo
and
que
I'm
going to
tell you,
a uno mismo,
it's going to be a greatest challenge.
Le digo, va a ser el reto más grande.
that in your life, and the most humbling thing that you can say, to say, I am the same person as God. And if you want to be hated and rejected, if you want to be called crazy, insane, fanatic, you've gone mentally ill, commit this guy to the insane asylum. Just start saying those things. Huh? You're going to be... Do you understand the humbling, Brother Ron, that it's going to take for you to say, I am the same person as God? Me and my husband, me and my Lord Jesus. No, we're not just united. We're the same. Well, I can call Jesus, my brother. Come on. Romans 8. Firstborn of many brethren. Is that what the scripture says, John? Does it say that? Do you understand? We can only take part of these things. And then you will go back every day when you leave this and you will say, oh, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. And that is true. It's true. But it's not the whole truth. Why did he save you? By his grace. Huh? What did that blood accomplish? What did he die for?
Porque él murió.
What was the reason of it all?
¿Cuál era la razón de todo?
Huh? You think he's not powerful enough to take you back to Adam, to
Eden?
So here we're going, trying to unwrap these things. Is this making sense?
Okay.
I'm trying to unwrap all of this to get you to see it's not an option. Every one of us standing before God have to come to a place, I believe what you say about me, not what I think about me, not even what I see about me. Okay? Now we know that we're in a place with God that we know that doesn't have give us license to do anything we want, because this thing about the gene seed is they're always seeking one thing. Thy will be done.
Que tú siempre dices, okay. Que tu voluntad sea hecha.
The bride and the groom say the same
el novio
thing.
Dicen lo mismo.
All right.
Está bien.
So now, John 17,
Juan 17
is what we were just reading in that quote.
Es lo que acabamos de leer en esa cita. Where
he's giving eternal life to those who have eternal life.
Vida eterna a aquellos que tenían vida eterna.
But in order to for him to give me eternal life,
para que pudiera yo recibir
he's asking eterno. The Father for something.
Le está preguntando al Padre por algo.
Okay, there's an Alpha Omega spiritual event.
Hay un Alpha Omega evento
taking place
espiritual
here.
Tomando lugar.
The firstborn son asks and receives of the Father.
Pide y recibe del padre.
What does he ask?
Que él pide.
Glorify your son.
Glorificar tu hijo.
In other words, he's saying to the
palabras, él está diciendo,
Father, give me the very essence of everything you are.
Padre, dame la esencia de todo lo que tú eres.
So that can be displayed and bring glory back to you.
Para que sea, pueda ser mostrado y traiga gloria de regreso.
Then the firstborn son
el primogénito dice,
does the same thing for me and you.
Hace la misma cosa por usted y por mí.
Come on.
Piense.
The firstborn son
el
does the same to other sons for the same reason.
Hace lo mismo a otros hijos por la misma razón.
With me?
¿Me entiende?
Okay.
Está bien.
Next.
La siguiente.
What does this mean?
¿Qué eso significa?
And I'm not going to go to number two. I'm just going to spend today on number one. What does it mean,
no,
glorify thy son?
¿Qué significa glorificar
okay.
tu hijo?
I think for most of the world, the word glory,
creo que la
always think of
mundo,
as
gloria,
beautiful sunsets and sunrises and mountainscapes.
Atardecer y amanecer.
We went to a concert one time at...
Fui a un concierto una vez.
I can't remember the name of the church down
no
on
recuerdo el nombre de iglesia.
Six, what, Eden Parade 62. there was a big metal steeple there. There you go. We went to a concert there, and then has gorgeous organ. And this organ was brand new and glorious, and it had a big plaque above it for the glory of God. And when they dedicated the church, they dedicated that organ. And I like pipe organs because I took lessons for a year in college because, you know, Lilia, you got one line to read on there, okay? Pianists have two. How many does an organ have? Three. Huh? No, but hands. I'm talking treble clef, bass clef, and then foot pedal. So you have to coordinate. There's a lot to coordinate there. Okay, and so when you hear the pipe organ with all of its pipe, is it glorious? Does it do something inside the listener?
Hace algo dentro de
sure, it does.
Seguro,
does it affect your heart? Does it bring you up a little higher and lift you out of the daily grind into heavenly places? So we think of that as glory.
Pensamos eso como de gloria.
Okay. So back in the days when
allá atrás en los
men picked up books and turned pages instead of press buttons. There's a wonderful book. I still have it. I recommend you get it. It's Vine's Dictionary of New and Testament Words.
Okay.
It's sort of been an old standard. In fact, that book was a gift from Brother Greg 40-some years ago, right, brother? Still have it, bro. Love it. What does glory mean? Or glorify? Because me receiving eternal life has something to do with this. So if I don't understand that and I'm waiting for a pipe organ to make me feel good, then I'm going to miss something else. Okay, what does glory or glorify mean? This is from Vines. Okay, glory signifies an opinion.
Gloria significa una opinión.
Or honor resulting from a good opinion.
O un honor resultando de una buena opinión.
Okay, that's hard for us to understand. So, okay, but then Vines goes into this. How is it used all through Scripture? When you Old Testament, New Testament. This is beautiful. It is used to express the nature and acts of God in self-manifestation, which is expressing what He essentially is. Okay. Now, when you think of glory, two words should pop up in your mind. Essentiality and intrinsicality. And we might not use those, but just think about it. Okay? Essentiality, what He is, essentially what it makes Him, Him.
Okay?
What are His characteristics and attributes, essentialities? And Lenore, the English lady, intrinsicalities, intrinsically. Essential, they're very related, aren't they?
Intrinsic,
essentials. What makes Lenore unique from everybody else in the world? What is it in your... Okay, it's that thing. So this is what we're talking about. Then the last phrase, read it out loud with me, would you? Glorification is the revelation of all that He is and has. Oh, I love that. So I know Brother Brian, for your speech, is the glory, the doxa, the values, judgments, and opinions, but it's so much beyond that. You miss a lot there. So this here, if you go back into Vines, go back into these things, one more time, read that last sentence out loud with me. Glorification is the revelation of all that He is and has.
So
let's go back. to John 17.
A Juan 17.
Okay.
Está bien.
Where he says, glorify thy son.
Glorifica tu hijo.
That the son may glorify thee. What is he asking?
Que él está pidiendo.
Okay. And then he says that he might give eternal life to as many as thou give.
Para que él pueda dar vida eterna a tantos como él le dio.
So my receiving of his eternal life has to do with somehow him being manifested.
De alguna manera, él siendo manifestado.
Okay. Now, ahora, Christians, that makes sense?
Zoe?
Jesus, somehow, God has to manifest himself.
De alguna manera, Dios se tenía que manifestar.
So when I see what is manifested,
miro
I receive
lo
what
que
is there.
Ha sido manifestado,
that's our core of what we've been talking about,
esto
right?
Es todo lo que hemos estado hablando. ¿Está bien?
That's how he gives himself out to
así es como
seeing,
sale,
beholding, we become.
Para mirar
2 Corinthians 3:18.
Llegamos a ser 2 Corinthians 3:18.
Okay. One more time, last sentence. Read it out loud with me. Glorification is the revelation of all that he is and has.
Glorificación
okay.
Es la revelación de todo lo que él es y tiene.
All right.
Está bien.
Now.
Ahora.
I'm going to stop there and I'm going to go because
voy a parar y voy a ir porque
let's go
vamos a
to Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Because
he's going to explain to you exactly
exactamente
what the scripture says in John 17.
Lo que la escritura dice en Juan 17.
He's just not going to tell you right here that this is John 17.
Esto simplemente no le dice.
So I'll tell you right here, this is John 17.
Juan 17.
Okay.
Se lo digo ahorita mismo.
Okay.
Este es Juan 17.
21. If you have your phones and want to look these things up, go to Christ, the mystery of God revealed. And go to
vaya a
paragraph 142.
142.
Okay.
Para 142.
Let's go to 140.
Vamos al 140.
Okay. God has a threefold purpose in his great mystery secret.
Tiene un propósito triple en este gran
we know
misterio
what,
secreto.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to skip because I want to get to the first thing is
la primera cosa
he wanted to reveal himself.
Él quiere revelarse él mismo.
Isn't that John 17?
No es eso, Juan 17.
I got to make myself known.
Me tengo que dar a conocer.
And this is eternal life.
Y esto es vida eterna.
And he's going, says, I'm going to give eternal life
voy a dar vida eterna, es lo que
to those who have eternal life.
Aquellos que tienen vida eterna.
Make sense, David? He's going to give
sentido?
Eternal life to you who already
vida
have
eterna
it.
A ti mientras tú la tienes.
Something has to happen.
Algo tiene que pasar.
It's called a new birth.
Es llamado
it's called spiritual sight.
Es vida,
okay.
Spiritual.
It's the awakening of the soul.
Es la,
okay.
Despertar
de there's
alma.
Something inside you, Brother
tengo,
Greg, that says,
ti, hermano Greg, que
I'm
dice,
believing what he says
estoy
about me.
Creyendo lo que él dice acerca de mí.
Because what I think about
porque
me,
lo que yo pienso de mí,
is, I'm just a mess.
Can we relate to that? ¿Pueden relacionarnos con ello? ¿Con eso?
Okay, you're never going to get above
usted nunca va a ir más allá
the fact
del hecho.
I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
Soy un pecador salvado por gracia.
But when you believe what he says about you,
es que
something in
lo
your
que dice
soul
usted, algo en el
says,
usted
I don't
dice,
understand, I don't
no
even
entiendo,
know how,
ni siquiera sé cómo,
but it's true.
Pero es verdad.
That's true.
Es verdad.
Okay.
Está bien.
So,
entonces,
those who are have your phones out and are looking at paragraph 141, the first thing was that God wanted to reveal himself to his
la
people.
Primera cosa es que Dios se quiere revelar el mismo a su gente.
Paragraph 142, here's it.
140, aquí está.
He couldn't do it.
Él no puede hacerlo.
As the great Jehovah God,
como el gran Jehová Dios,
who covered all space and time and eternity,
cubre todo tiempo y espacio y eternidad.
He could not.
Él no podía.
There's why he said, glorify the Son.
Ahí está el porque dice,
that's why we had to look into the meaning of what that means.
Mirar el significado de lo que eso
that the Son might glorify thee.
Para que el hijo te
come on, you guys. You know John 17. What
sabe,
did he say
dice, ¿qué dice?
At the end of the chapter?
Al final del capítulo.
Father,
Padre,
give Linnell my glory.
Dale a Linnell mi gloria.
Yeah.
Sí.
Give Christian my glory.
Dale a Cristian mi gloria.
So what he is giving to you,
lo que le está dando a usted,
Matthew,
Mateo,
and what you receive from him, Philip,
de él, Felipe,
what he's going to give to you is going to determine whether you're out of here or not.
Va a determinar quiera que sea que salgas de aquí o no.
More.
Más.
More.
Más.
Okay. It's not what he gives.
No es lo que él
what's
da.
Equal with that, have you received it?
Lo que es igual con él es lo que tú has recibido.
Okay.
Está bien.
You have to receive
usted tiene que recibir
what he gives.
Lo que él da.
And you have to know what he is giving.
Y usted tiene que saber lo
and
que
he is giving
dando.
His glory.
Y él está
what is he
gloria.
Giving? He's giving the manifestation of all that
dando,
he is and has.
Está dando la manifestación de todo lo que él
so
es,
here,
aquí,
he wants to make himself known. He wants to reveal himself.
Quiere revelarse el mismo.
John, come on, let's tie this all together.
Vamos a unir todo esto juntamente.
Don't let your minds wander from John 17, because this is John 17.
Juan 17, porque este es Juan 17.
To give you eternal life, John. That you might know.
Para que tú sepas,
not what you think is God,
no es lo que tú piensas que es Dios,
what he proves himself as God to you,
pero se prueba
to the
Dios
bride.
A ti.
Okay? There's a difference.
Está bien. Ahí hay una diferencia.
Okay.
Está bien.
He could not do this as a great Jehovah who covered all space,
que cubre todo
time,
espacio,
and
tiempo,
eternity.
Y eternidad.
He could not.
Él no podía.
Okay?
Está bien.
He was too great
era demasiado
to ever be revealed
grande.
To people
para poder ser,
because it would be
ser
too,
revelado a la gente,
too mysterious.
Porque sería muy misterioso.
How could that great being
¿cómo ese gran
that
ser
never did begin?
Que nunca tuvo principio.
Now look at this, what he says.
Lo que dice.
He went beyond the cycle of 100 billions and trillions of years of light space.
Y fue más allá del ciclo de cientos y cientos de billones y trillones y trillones y trillones de espacio y luz.
Takes us beyond our thinking, doesn't it?
Eso es más allá de nuestro pensamiento.
And out on into the infinite.
Y cómo entramos hacia
into eternity.
Infinito, hacia eternidad.
And a great creature that was all that and still
y la
is.
Criatura que era todo eso y todavía lo es.
So he couldn't do it in that form.
Él no podía hacerlo en esa forma.
Now that's important for you to know because you can say, I know God.
Yo conozco a Dios.
Oh, I know God. How do you know him?
¿Cómo usted lo conoce?
You cannot know him until he glorifies himself.
Él no puede usted conocerlo hasta que él se glorifique.
Okay,
él, ¿no?
Come on, you guys.
Fíjense.
Stay with me.
Quédese usted conmigo.
You cannot know the only true God until he manifests himself.
Al único Dios verdadero hasta que se manifieste.
You with me?
Mismo.
You
usted?
Cannot really know him.
No
you think you know him.
Piensa que lo conoce.
All the denominational world does.
Todo el mundo denominacional lo hace.
But like we've always said, they just create the Jesus that they like.
Crean el Jesús que ellos les gusta.
They create the God that fits their thinking.
Ellos creen un Dios que okay. Cual, está de acuerdo al pensamiento de
but
ellos.
But the true, one true living God
el verdadero
manifests
Dios
himself
verdadero.
In all that he is.
Se manifiesta en todo
and
lo que
when
él
he
es,
manifests what he is, and I
es,
see what he is,
miro lo que él es,
then I receive what that glory is.
Entonces,
then I receive what that life is.
Recibo lo que esa vida es.
Is this coming together, Nate?
¿Se está uniendo esto?
Coming to make sense?
¿Estás
John 17, message of the hour,
mensaje
perfect.
De la hora.
Okay?
Punto.
He couldn't do it in his spirit form.
Él no podía hacerlo en su forma espiritual.
Russ, isn't that what the whole world is trying to believe, though? He
no,
can
no,
do it
ellos,
in his spirit form.
Están tratando de creer, Ross.
Fight that one out.
Pelea esa.
With your friends.
Con tus amigos.
Anointing.
Yes.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So, okay. For 143. Okay.
143.
And he wanted to do, he loved fatherhood.
Él amaba el ser padre.
For he was father, and the only way
porque
that he could
padre.
Express it was to become a son of man.
Que él podría expresar era llegar
there
a
you
ser
go.
Hijo del hombre. Ahí
what's
está.
Brother Branham trying to get us to see?
¿Qué está el hermano Branham tratando de enseñarnos, de
mostrarnos? A son of man being revealed by this son of man. Okay?
El hijo del hombre siendo revelado.
That's the reason Jesus kept saying son of man.
Por
he had to manifest himself.
Jesús se mantiene diciendo hijo de hombre.
See, they didn't get what he was talking about.
Ellos no entendieron de lo que él estaba hablando.
Okay, he wanted to express himself.
Se
that
quería
was
expresar él mismo.
His one of his three great threefold purposes.
Ese era uno de sus tres propósitos.
To express himself with human beings
con seres humanos,
to reveal himself
para revelarse
in Christ.
Él mismo.
Okay.
En Cristo.
Oh, then there's so much more.
Y hay tanto más.
Paragraph 173, let's go there.
173, vamos allá.
You and your, who have your message electronics. Paragraph 173.
173, párrafo.
Okay, but he had to, listen to this.
Escucha esto, por el
tiempo que... People, we get so tied up into this.
Nos enredamos en esto.
He had to let man on free moral agency to fall.
Él tenía que poner el hombre en libre escogencia para que cayera.
So that he might be the savior.
Para que él pudiera ser el salvador.
Okay, then he goes on.
Y continúa.
Something had to be lost.
Algo tenía que estar perdido.
And the very thing that man fell and became lost, he became the savior.
Que ese hombre cayó y llegó a
taking his own law.
Él llegó a...
And he could not do it.
Salvador.
Here it is again. He could not do it as the great Jehovah that covered all space and time.
Cubre todo espacio, tiempo.
He couldn't do it.
Él no puede hacerlo, sí.
He had to become man.
Él tenía que llegar a ser un hombre.
What is Jesus Christ?
Jesucristo.
God in man.
Dios en el hombre.
Okay, Daniel.
Daniel.
Why did God become man?
¿Por qué Dios llegó a ser hombre?
So that man could become God.
Para que ese hombre pudiera llegar a ser
Dios. You got it?
¿Lo entiendes?
We're praying for you guys, Sam. God bless you.
Dios les bendiga.
What is God?
¿Qué es Dios?
What is God?
¿Qué es Dios?
So we're right here.
Aquí.
Okay. Ruler over everything. So when Adam forfeited the book, PJ,
y cuando Adán perdió,
he forfeited what? His right to rule.
Él perdió qué? Su derecho de reinar.
So what is God bringing us back to, Marianne?
¿A qué es lo que Dios nos está llevando de regreso?
Adam.
Adán.
Why do you need to read it? They partake of that opened book of redemption.
Participantes de ese libro abierto, de ese libro de
redención. So he can give you his nature.
Darle a usted su naturaleza.
Because power to rule without that nature is satanic.
Para reinar sin esa naturaleza.
Why does he need to manifest himself?
Necesitaba manifestarse.
Here you go.
Aquí está.
Not just an anointing, Brother Russ. Not just an anointing. You cannot know him only through the Spirit.
Usted no puede saber tan solo
you have to see what he is. He has to display his divine nature.
Tenía que mostrar su naturaleza divina.
Otherwise, you will be exactly where the charismatics are today.
Sería usted
love the anointing.
Amando el ungimiento.
But not without the nature.
Pero sin la naturaleza.
True.
¿Verdad?
Yeah.
Sí.
You have to see. It has to be on display.
Usted tiene que ver. Tiene que estar mostrado.
Come on, you guys. Young piense, guys.
Jóvenes.
Young people.
Gente
why joven. Is this important?
¿Por qué es
has everything to do with you going home to be with the Lord out, escaping the tribulation and judgment of this world.
Okay?
That's why.
Esta es la razón.
Okay, you can make this all heady and intellectual and lose it all. But you let the soul feed on the Spirit and Word of God and watch it all form. And then you next thing you know, oh, he's changing me. Oh, I'm believing something different about me. Oh, didn't he say this about me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Está bien.
He couldn't do it as Jehovah.
Él no puede hacerlo como Jehová.
Come on, this is John 17, 1 through
3.
He had to become man.
Él tenía que llegar a ser un hombre.
And he took kinship with the man that was lost. There you go.
Y tomó relación con el hombre que estuvo perdido. Ahí está.
Now, here we are.
Aquí nos encontramos.
Here's our song.
Aquí está nuestro canto.
Here's what we've sung for so many years.
Es lo que hemos cantado por tantos
años. I don't believe a word of it yet.
Pero no creemos ni una palabra de ella okay. todavía. ¿Está bien?
We're trying. Oh, estamos Derek, tratando. Give me some grace, brother.
Derek, dame alguna gracia, hermano.
Love you, bro.
Te amo.
Things need to change so we truly believe it, is what I'm saying.
Cosas tienen que creerse
para Paragraph 175.
Párrafo 175.
So God had to be manifest.
Dios tenía que ser manifestado.
Glory. Glorify the Son, that the Son might glorify you. What he said to me and you today.
Okay?
Glorify Derek so Derek can glorify God.
Okay?
I give you my glory. And only because we're receiving his glory can we become him. That's John 17, isn't it? Here's Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Here's all these messages.
Okay.
Okay. What is God? What is Jesus? God in flesh. Why did God care and become in flesh?
Natalie?
Why did God become flesh? So he could make your flesh God.
Okay.
175, read it. Okay, if you got a device, read it out loud with me, would you? Okay, 175. God became from God to become what? To become who? To become me.
Now,
think about that, PJ, for about 6 months. Not to become man, to become me.
Hacer el hombre, sino tú.
Who is he bringing to eternal life?
¿A quién él está trayendo vida eterna?
Those that have eternal life.
Que tienen vida eterna.
So how can he give you something that you already have?
¿Puede darle usted algo que usted ya
because
tiene?
That what is inside you cannot be manifested until okay. Something quickens it
lo
and brings it to life.
No puede ser manifestado. You with me? Hasta que esto sea vivificado.
Okay,
esto
John 17.
Juan 17.
Back to 175. God became from God to become
Dios a ser
me.
Dios para llegar a ser yo.
To take my sin upon
para tomar
him
mi pecado
that he might make me
que tal vez
him.
Me haga él.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Back to the great purpose. Oh,
get
back to his great purpose of sons and daughters of God.
De hijos y hijas de Dios.
For he is the eternal Father.
Porque él es el Padre eterno.
That attribute was in him.
Ese atributo estaba en él.
So that, oh, listen to this, it had esto. To be displayed.
Tiene que ser mostrado.
Isn't that the definition
¿no es
of glory?
La definición de gloria?
Displaying the attributes, making them manifest,
haciendo
bringing them into visibility, bringing them into tangibility.
Tangibilidad, huh? También trayéndolo.
Do you see how perfect John 17 and the message is? Okay, now do you see the whole threefold purpose?
Todo el propósito triple.
But we'll stop there
pararemos
for that one. Now!
Ahora.
Would you hand me my seals book? I told you before.
Les dije antes.
John 17.
Juan 17.
Is the message, the opening of the seals.
La apertura
that's
de
where we were last week.
Ahí donde fuimos la
so I
pasada.
Said, what is John 17,
que
1 through 3? Okay.
Y tres.
Glorify thy son. I said, there it is.
Ahí está, dije.
Okay. So what do we know? Glorify thy son.
Glorifica tu hijo.
He's asking the Father, Lord, somehow... Now listen, let me step back a minute. When Brother Branham talks about Jesus, he said it was God in man. And so they're walking along, and as they were walking along with his 12, and they're all around him, and they sit down and make a supper, and they're visiting all the time. And they're just talking. Okay, and what does Brother Branham says? He said the disciples were confused. Because sometimes it was him speaking, and sometimes it was the Father speaking through him, and their minds couldn't understand what was going on. So when Jesus is praying, Father, glorify thy son, he's saying, take out everything but what is you and what is eternal. Now, this is future home.
Ahora, este es hogar futuro.
Okay? It's where Brother Branham goes into Matthew 3, and he says, he's got to purge the floor.
Tiene que limpiar.
Okay? He's, okay? Baptism of the Holy Ghost and what?
Baptismo del Espíritu Santo.
Fire.
Que, y fuego.
What is the fire future home? What's it to
fuego,
do? Burn out everything that isn't the Word.
Quemar todo aquello
John
que no es
17,
Juan 17.
This is what he's praying for.
Eso por lo cual él está orando.
So somehow God has to
de
manifest,
manera,
and he's
Dios
asking,
tiene que manifestar. Él está pidiendo,
Father,
Padre,
burn out everything that's not you. So my disciples aren't confused anymore. What is he saying? Is this the man or is this God in the man? Okay. Because that's where you and I are. Sometimes when you're in conversations, it's you. Sometimes it's very much you. And then you go look in the mirror and say, no way. Okay, but then your soul says, yes way, right?
Sí, sí hay manera.
Okay, greatest battle ever fought.
La batalla más grande jamás peleada.
So in that manifestation, I said, okay, this is, has to be
tiene que ser
happening in you and I before the seals are in me and you.
Los sellos estén en usted y en mí.
Okay.
Está bien.
So he's talking here.
Él está hablando aquí.
This is God in simplicity.
Dios en simplicidad.
God in simplicity. What is God in simplicity? God in simplicity is God in a humble flesh that nobody would say, that's too simple. Can't be. People look at you at work, PJ, and you say, I'm God. And they say, you're nutcase. Stay away from him. Huh? Come on, you guys, is that true? He's an idiot. Oh, you must belong to some cult.
Debe pertenecer a un culto.
Who are you listening to? Anybody in his right mind would know that's insane.
En su mente correcta sabrá que eso es locura.
Ah? Okay. I'm not in my right mind. I'm in his mind.
No estoy en mi mente correcta. Estoy en la mente de él.
That's the only way you can ever say it.
Es la única manera que se puede decirlo.
Okay.
La única manera.
And I'm in my old book, so I don't have paragraphs or page.
No, no tengo párrafos,
the old
páginas,
one. They miss him.
Han perdido.
They miss him by the way he reveals himself.
Por la manera en que él se revela él mismo. Están perdidos.
Now this goes right with Christ the mystery. He says he is so great.
Cristo el misterio. Él es tan
yet
grande,
he hides himself in simplicity to make himself known
en una simplicidad
to the least.
Que se da a conocer a los más pequeños.
Okay, high polished worldly wisdom. High polished worldly wisdom, educated, always misses him.
Toda la gente que está mundana, con sabiduría y educada, todo el tiempo se lo pierden.
And then he says this, they're missing the very thing that God has put before them.
Se perdieron la mismísima cosa que Dios puso
okay
delante de ellos.
Then he talks about Noah.
Entonces habla acerca de Noé.
Now,
ahora,
this is God in simplicity. You have to know this. If you don't understand God in simplicity, you will not understand the seals. If you don't understand this, you will definitely miss the seventh seal. Okay?
Okay.
God is in simplicity. That's where God is. When God is just about to do something to deliver his people, God sends a message to the people.
Envía un mensaje a la gente.
It's so simple.
Y es tan simple.
Okay, we'll catch that in the breaking of the seals.
Agarraremos eso en la apertura de los sellos.
Then he makes this comment.
Y entonces él hace este comentario.
That's my purpose in bringing this first. Okay?
Ese es mi propósito.
He had to bring this first.
Primeramente.
Okay. And he says, it's so
dice,
simple the smart will miss it a million miles.
Es tan simple que los inteligentes se lo perderán por miles de millas.
So then he goes into Moses. Okay,
entonces,
I'm winding down here because
estoy terminando aquí.
Okay, and when he brought deliverance to the people,
y cuando Dios libera a la gente,
Moses,
Moisés,
he said such a simple human being, born,
envía tal, ser humano simple,
born of a simple family,
que nacido de una familia
and a bunch of slaves,
y un montón de esclavos.
What is it?
¿Qué es?
What was that?
¿Qué era eso?
That was God unfolding himself.
Era Dios.
Is that too much to swallow?
Eso es demasiado para pasar.
Okay.
Para comerse.
Yeah. So then he goes on.
Entonces continúa.
And he talks about
y él habla
Elijah's day.
En los días
musicians,
de
would you come?
Músicos podrían venir.
Elijah's day.
En los días de Elías.
God chose to hide himself in a simple person.
Dios escogió esconderse él mismo en una
God in simplicity.
Simple. Dios en simplicidad.
God living
Dios
in a man.
En un hombre.
God hid himself
Dios
in that simple man.
En ese hombre simple.
There's so much there.
Hay tanto ahí.
If we can just get these little parts a little at a time,
dar estas partes
instead of going on and on and on, just get these few things, okay? What did we talk about?
¿Qué hablamos acerca de?
God in simplicity is John 17.
John 17
is the revelation of himself
la revelación del mismo
to give you eternal life.
Para darle vida eterna a usted.
What is eternal life?
Es vida eterna.
To know him, the true God.
Conocerlo a él, el verdadero Dios.
What's the thing that has to be done?
¿Qué es la cosa que tiene que ser hecha?
The word glory has to happen.
La palabra gloria tiene
the
que pasar.
Son has to be glorified.
Algo tiene que ser
glorificado. So that the Father be glorified.
Para que el Padre
now he's saying the same
ahora
thing
está
to me
diciendo
and
la
you.
Misma cosa a usted y a mí.
Glorify Nate. Glorify Lilia.
Lilia.
Glorify Stephen and Natalie.
Glorifica a
glorify
Natalie.
Them. Okay?
¿Está bien?
Manifest
manifesta
the truth that is
verdadero.
In them. Okay? John, you will never see this in your head. You only see it in your soul.
Nunca lo mirarás en tu cabeza, Juan.
Okay?
Lo mirarás en
Jesus.
Tu alma. Jesús.
Okay? The firstborn
el primogénito
of many
de muchos
brethren.
Hermanos.
Hey, this is God's family.
Esta es la familia de Dios.
Yeah. I call him my Lord, and he is.
Lo llamo mi Señor.
But he's also my brother.
Because
we're out of the same source.
Pero también es
I just
hermano,
came a different way.
De la misma fuente.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
Listen.
Escuche.
We asked the questions.
Hicimos las preguntas.
And I had you ask yourself the question.
Le
these questions are necessary for each one of you to ask of yourself in your private space, in your private time, before God, who is just you and Him. Father, I know I am under the blood because, according to Scripture, according to the light of this day, I know I am under the blood. I know I am under that token. Because. Okay? Not because of my imagination, because I identify this word is the blood. And this word is working in me. Second question. Okay? I know that the process of redemption is taking place in me.
Está tomando lugar en mí.
What is that taking me back to Adam?
¿Qué es eso? Llevándome regreso.
You say this before God. I know
diga esto delante de Dios, yo sé
that this is happening in me because.
Que esto está pasando en mí porque.
John, you go back to Ephesians 1,
Ephesians 1
6
de
through 10. I know because this,
yo sé porque
this scripture
esto, esta
is being fulfilled
está
inside here. Right, Pam?
Dentro de mí.
You
esto,
know.
Pat,
so what is all of this
¿qué es todo esto?
That we started here?
Que comenzamos aquí.
The gift of recognition
el don de reconocimiento
is being given eternal life.
Está dando vida eterna.
And answering every question about yourself that the devil can no longer point his finger at you.
No puede más apuntar su dedo a usted.
And when he does point his
y
finger at
das,
you, Marianne,
cuando él lo hace,
it has
Marianne,
no effect.
No tiene efecto.
None.
Ninguno.
Because you believe what the Word porque of God says about you.
Crees lo que él
okay?
Dice acerca de ti, el libro.
And the third question is, I know,
yo sé,
Brother Greg, I am in the Greg, process of the rapture
yo estoy en el proceso
because
de rapto, porque
word
palabra,
is there
palabra,
in
palabra,
me.
Está
right,
en
Stephen?
En mí.
Okay, these are the things.
Estas son las cosas.
So today,
hoy, entonces,
we saw,
miramos,
okay,
está bien?
That me knowing him
que yo conociéndolo
a él, him giving me eternal life,
y él dándome vida eterna,
could not happen
no podía
without
pasar
glory happening in him and in me.
Sin que la gloria pasara
with
en
me,
él y en mí.
And I know what that glory is.
Yo sé lo que esa gloria es.
He has to manifest the essence of what he is.
Tenía que decir,
he has
la
to manifest
de lo que él tenía
the very essence of his very divine nature. And I see that and I receive it.
Y la recibo.
You with me? Are we caught up to there?
Hemos llegado hasta ahí.
There you go.
Entendemos hasta ahí.
Okay, here's our song. Let's stand up. Would you with me?
Canto, ¿se pararía?
Okay, now guys. Let this happen, huh? Let it really. Can you say it like you mean it? Can you sing it like you believe it? In my life, Lord, be glorified. Manifest the essence of your being and my being. Next verse. In my song, Lord, be glorified. In my song, Lord. Okay, now we have to change songs. What's our song? He became me. But where it's not going to be just a nice church song. Okay? Let's relabel that, can we? Let's call it our spiritual happening song. Okay? This is our spiritual happening song. This is God present tense. This is me and him.
Okay.
Not just like him, become him.
He became me.
Not just nicer, not just kinder, right? Become him. Big difference.
He took my place so that I, through his love,
once again, one more time.
He became so that I might become by grace.
John 17. He wants to give you eternal life.
Quiere darle usted vida eterna.
What is eternal life? You have to know him.
¿Qué es vida eterna? Usted tiene que conocerlo.
How can I know him?
¿Cómo puedo conocerlo?
Through his glory.
A través de su gloria.
He has to manifest all that he is and has.
Tiene que manifestar todo lo que él es.
And when I see that,
yo vea
I receive
eso,
it.
Recibirlo.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Blessed are your eyes,
sí,
for they see. Blessed are your ears.
Bendito tus ojos porque ven, tus oídos porque escuchan.
There's something in your soul shouts.
Algo en su alma grita.
I don't understand how
no
it can
entiendo
be.
Cómo.
Huh? Has nothing to do with me.
Eso no tiene nada que ver conmigo.
It's all him.
Es todo él.
On the other hand, it has everything to do with me.
Tiene todo que ver conmigo.
Because I'm the only one that can say amen.
Que soy el único que puede decir amén.
I believe what you said.
Yo creo lo que tú dices.
Over what I see.
Sobre lo que yo veo.
And think.
Y pienso.
And feel. There's the greatest battle right there.
Ahí está la más grande batalla ahí.
Okay.
Está bien.
Father, what would you close?
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus. Once more, Father, thank you. So great, Father. Wonderful. Who we are that you look down and stretch your hand and pull us out, Father. What a great secret, Father. We are your family, Father. Thank you for that. Blessed be your name. And thanks for this day, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.
Hey, Brother Daniel, is this making sense, bud? He goes on the phone over to Kenya, and he goes over the phone to people in Mexico, and I love it. You have to let them know.
Usted tiene que
it's
dejarles
so
saber.
Much more
es tanto más
than Jesus dying on the cross,
que
and
Jesús
that's it.
En la cruz.
Why did he die?
Porque él murió.
What did he die to do?
Porque murió
okay?
Y
Ephesians
qué?
1,
Ephesians
6 1, through 10.
6 a
Take
10.
That to the people. He died
él murió.
So that he can make himself known.
Para darse a conocer.
So that he can show me his mysteries.
Para que pudiera
so that I can know.
Misterios.
So that I can be one with Christ.
Sí,
it's all in the word,
Cristo,
right?
Está todo ahí.
They see it's the whole. It's the spirit of the harlot that holds people down.
Es el espíritu
Jesus
de la
died on
manera,
Calvary. That's all there is.
Murió Cristo
That's
en la cruz
just
para
the
liberarte.
Beginning. That's just the start.
Es el principio.
Take him where the Holy Spirit, Daniel, and
Llévalos
one. Take him where the Holy Spirit can grow them.
Llévalos a donde
and take
el Espíritu
them
Santo pueda crecer.
And move in their hearts and move in their lives to do what they never dreamed was even
para
possible.
Hacer lo que ellos nunca pensaron.
Yeah.
Soñaron.
God can do that.
Dios puede hacer
God can
eso.
Do that in me.
¿Puede Dios
oh,
hacer eso en mí?
We're the richest people in the world,
Somos
huh?
La gente más rica del mundo.
Right?
¿Correcto?
God can make me him. Oh,
Dios
no, that's it.
Él.
Oh, you guys
no,
are not. No.
Oh, usted está en locos?
Yes.
Sí.
Hey?
Sí, sí puede
it's all in the book.
Está
it's all in
libro.
Ephesians.
Está todo en Efesios.
Okay?
Está bien.
That in the completion of the epochs of all time, he brought... Bring everything together, all things in Christ. And what's in the Greek there? Don't forget. Bring everything back to their original condition. And there's the message of the hour. This message of the hour is perfectly scripture, perfectly word. Bring it to your original condition before you were the John, before the foundation of the world. You were eternal. That eternal life, you were always saved. But he had to come in this day and manifest himself to give you eternal life, to let you know you have it and let it come to life in you, to manifest him. Okay? Making sense, Stephen? God bless you. Love you all. Let's take it step by step, day by day.